Hola, hola, amiga. Today we're diving into a topic that feels like it's woven into our DNA as Latinas. The pressure to be the ultimate mujer limpia, the spotless home queen. But guess what? We are no different than anyone else. As Latinas, we grew up thinking that our homes would be spotless, just the way that our mamas would. But let's be honest, between work, kids, and everything else on our plates, who has the time or frankly the energy to maintain a picture-perfect casita all the damn time? Yet, this idea of constant cleaning and spotless floors con el fabuloso can leave us feeling like failures, right? So today, I want to say this loud and clear. Let's say adios a la mujer limpia. We're gonna ditch the guilt and the shame. And really what I want you is to embrace a more realistic approach to keeping our homes clean, but also maintaining a balance as a busy mama. So on this episode, I'm gonna just help you to change that mindset, to release that pressure that you always get from las mujeres tóxicas about whether if you are a mujer limpia or not. And I'm gonna give you some tips on how you can approach this balance. Welcome to the Viva La Mami podcast. I am your host, Jessica Cuevas. I am a mother of two on a mission to help redefine the meaning of motherhood as a modern Latina mom. Motherhood can be a complex journey, interwoven in two identities that often make us feel ni de aquí, ni de allá. Viva La Mami is committed to providing you with knowledge, tools, and support to navigate the challenges and triumphs of motherhood as Latina moms. On the show, we'll be discussing culturally relevant topics that will help inform and empower you in whichever season you are in on your motherhood journey. We'll be joined by Latina moms, experts and professionals who can offer advice, practical tips, relatable stories, and honest conversations. So bring your cafecito as I invite you to be a part of this space as we create comunidad about the exciting and challenging parts of being a mommy. Ahora, vámonos. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a huge difference between keeping a clean and healthy environment for our families and feeling like we constantly have to be cleaning fairies, like all the time. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of feeling like I can never measure up to some impossible standard about being la mujer limpia. So let's break down this whole mujer limpia myth and talk about how we can create a cleaning routine that works for us and not against us. So first, let's acknowledge the cultural weight that this sort of stereotype carries. For many of us, it's a deeply ingrained expectation. Like, we feel the pressure to clean whenever family come and visit. Like, this happens to me all the time. My family already know me. I am not the cleanest woman. And whenever I do clean, I like deep clean, but I don't deep clean all the time. Like, I think it's maybe once a quarter, probably. And I am not someone that's a super neat freak. Like, I'm just not going to add that pressure on myself. So I've learned to reconcile with that. But for some reason, whenever family come, whether if it's my side of the family or my husband's side of the family, really anyone, I'm just like, I got this like burst of energy and I'm just like on this full cleaning mode. And through that pressure, I end up getting angry. I end up blaming things on Alex, my husband, because like, oh, you didn't pick up the trash on time. And oh, I need help with this and that. And now with two little ones, to be honest, it is almost impossible to have a spotless home because as I'm picking up toys, they're getting other toys and then just like throwing them all over the place. And so I don't know why I always feel this constant pressure, even though I hope I don't get shamed for not being super clean. But yeah, like for some reason, I always get this pressure. And another deep, like, ingrained expectation that oftentimes our comunidad has is to be this perfect, clean esposa. And it's almost like we're putting that pressure to ourselves. It's almost like we are thinking that our partner is going to give us a report card for being a mujer limpia, you know? And I don't know why we're putting so much pressure on ourselves, unless you do have a partner that is kind of like picky and is very clean and has these high expectations. Like, either way, mujer, like, you can do your own thing. Like, you don't have to live up to those expectations because we are already busy as it is. And it's not just about being busy. It's not just about balancing the act of, you know, motherhood and our professional lives, or if we are stay-at-home moms, like, there's already a pressure on that where it is assumed that stay-at-home moms have a spotless home because they're home all the time. Well, I'm living it right now and I feel like my place is more cluttered, like sucia, compared to when I used to work. Okay, so there is just sometimes no way to keep a spotless home all the time. And when we're trying to live up to that expectation and thinking that our partner has certain expectations for us, then that means that we probably have a lack of communication. Maybe they don't really mind having a normal home. Maybe they want us to prioritize on ourselves. And that's something that we should put that on the forefront, sort of thinking about our self-care. How are we taking care of ourselves and not just our children, our partners, and our homes and our jobs, but also us as human beings and as individuals who may need that additional time. Like, I grew up with my mom, my abuelita, like, they, till this day, like, they're very neat individuals. They're very clean women. And it's almost like they need to live up to that standard for proving themselves que son mujeres limpias. But I often wonder, did they ever take care of themselves? Like, did they ever took time to set boundaries between themselves and everyone else? Did they ever go out on, like, a walk and really enjoy and really meditate or spend time for themselves? Like, I don't think I've ever seen that. My mom is doing a better job now, but that's because she's an empty nester. But when I was a little girl, she would always be on this, like, full cleaning mode. And I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just from a cultural standpoint, that's just what it is, right? Like, you set your own kind of standard because you're trying to live up to those cultural norms. But now, as millennial moms and as moms who are sort of redefining our version of motherhood, and when we're trying to balance between the cultural traditions and expectations versus, like, modern parenting and really what it's like to be a parent here in the US, I feel like sometimes cleaning is not even on top of our radar. And so it's perfectly okay to challenge those sort of expectations, those cultural norms that we were brought up. Our self-worth is not defined by how shiny our floors are or how clean our house smells. We are amazing mamas because of our love and strength and our ability to take care of our families. But sometimes there's too much is just too much. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that we let things go completely wild where it's just all over the place. But we still want to maintain a clean and healthy space for ourselves and our loved ones. So the key is really finding a balance. And so here are some tips that have helped me on my journey to becoming a more chillax mama and not being a mujer limpia who is on the verge of a breakdown. All right. So tip number one, ditch the all or nothing mentality. Like, we don't have to clean everything in one go. Instead, you can probably break down chores into smaller, more manageable tasks. And I've shared this on my Instagram a couple weeks ago, I believe. but I set myself a timer for 30 minutes to clean up the little kids' like play area. And this is just one little nook. It took me about 26 minutes, so below the 30-minute mark. But it felt so great just cleaning this one specific place, because all the time whenever I pass by that space, like, it just overwhelms me. And it kind of makes me like mad because seeing all the clutter and just like toys and Play-Doh sometimes and little pieces of Legos and stuff, like, that makes me just like upset. And so what I have been doing is just allocating just like small little chunks of time to like pick up from that specific space. And so it could be a 15-minute pickup session in the morning, or tackling one room at a time throughout the week. It doesn't have to be all of this sort of cleaning routine that you have to do on a daily basis. Like, in reality, that is just impossible for busy moms. And it doesn't matter if you are a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, like, there's still not enough time. The second tip is to delegate. Okay, our partners and kids are not invisible. Like, let them be involved with like age-appropriate chores if these are for your kids. Talk to your partner. I know that for Alex and I, whoever cooks, really, prepares a meal and serves a meal. And whoever does not cook, for the most part, cleans the kitchen, washes the dishes. And that way we have this sort of like act of balance. Just because you are cooking doesn't mean that you also have to clean. And that is not proving you to be a better mama or what have you. So that way, during that time, whenever you are either done cooking or done washing dishes, like, you are able to have that time for yourself and focus on other things that isn't necessarily cleaning. And for your kids, like, it teaches them about responsibility. And I have tried really with my toddler, but he is still not getting it yet. I put that Barney song in Spanish, which is called Limpia. It's not clean up. And sometimes he does tend to pick up his toys, but I don't know. We still have to work on that. But regardless, like, just try to get your kiddos involved, even if they are little like mine, like, start exposing them to picking up after themselves. And that way you're not constantly picking up after them, because it sets up bad habits later on. And ultimately, the goal for delegation is so that it can take some of the burden off your shoulders. And that way you can be a chill mama. The third tip I have for you is embrace the power of good enough. And I'm doing this in air quotes. Like, does everything need to be disinfected every like 5 minutes? No. Let go of perfectionism and focus on creating a clean and comfortable space, not like a museum exhibit as if you're not able to touch, right? Like, it is okay to not dust every time, all right? And I know that it is very hard for us because, again, we saw this growing up. Even though we are worthy of a clean home, we are not defined by it. And so that's something that I want you to remember, okay? And then the final tip I have for you is outsource for help. And this is often difficult for us to accept whenever we need help for someone to clean our home. Sometimes we may feel conflicted because it's probably going to be another woman of color cleaning a home that is by a woman of color. And that oftentimes feels a little weird. Like, I felt kind of weird asking for a woman that literally looked like me clean my home. But I wanted to support her business. And really, that is her job. The other part of this that oftentimes we feel conflicted is getting that side eye or getting kind of like pushback from our family. When I told my mom that we were going to get a cleaning person clean our house, I was like, ¿y eso? ¿Por qué vas a dejar que alguien te limpie tu casa? Tú la puedes limpiar. And yes, it is easy for me to clean my house, but if I want to get this done in one day, or if I want to spend time with my family, like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to outsource for help. And that is completely fine. And I know that we all feel conflicted about that reality. It's almost like against our religion sort of thing and this rite of passage as mamas. But again, like if you still want a clean home, but you do not have that ability to have it like spotless or clean all the time, then I give you all of my permission to ask for help and outsource for help. Okay? So if you're struggling with the pressure of the mujer limpia stereotype, you are not alone. And there is a way out, really. In fact, if you're looking for more support in ditching the guilt and embracing a more balanced approach to motherhood, check out my coaching program, Balanced Motherhood. Doors are still open to be a part of this inaugural coaching program. And this coaching program is intended for Latina moms, just like you and me, who are going through the struggles of figuring out the balance between cultural expectations and modern parenting. And so Balanced Motherhood is designed to empower you to navigate motherhood with confidence and joy. And really, it is an opportunity to be a part of a supportive group with other Latina moms who understand your journey. So head over to vivalamami.com/balanced motherhood. That is balanced with a D at the end, dash motherhood, to learn more about the program and enroll today. Like I said, doors are open, so don't miss out on this opportunity to transform your motherhood experience. But for now, mamas, remember, you are enough. Your worth is not measured by the dust bunnies under the couch. Like, it is okay. I know I love me some cumbia music whenever I clean. And whenever I get that little burst of energy or whenever I have the time, frankly, then I'll get through those dust bunnies. All right? Let's all take a deep breath, release that perfectionist grip, and embrace the beautiful mess that motherhood already gives us. All right? Okay, amiga. Well, thank you so much for listening. Hasta la próxima. Y nos vemos on the next episode. Mujer, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to the Viva La Mami podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a rating and review? Hitting that follow button and reviewing my show will allow other mommies like you find this podcast. Your review will also tell me if you enjoy the show, so I would truly appreciate your thoughts. Don't forget, please share this podcast con tus amigas. Also, make sure to follow me at Viva La Mami on Instagram or visit vivalamami.com. Please note the information shared in this podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be taken as professional advice. Okay, mujer, thank you for joining y nos vemos in the next episode.